You're listening to SBS News.
Show your beautiful face. There you are. There you are.
For more than four decades, Edgard Preuss' mother Monica was an advocate for the elderly, working as a nurse in aged care homes. But 5 years ago, she began to suffer the symptoms of dementia. Monica's family tried their best to care for her, but after her husband Silvio was hospitalised because of a stroke, Edgard made the difficult decision to put his parents into aged care.
We had no choice but to put him into aged care facilities. The last thing as a family we would ever have wanted to do.
Monica's dementia made her wander away from her room and vocalise loudly. In response, her nursing home began to heavily medicate her to reduce her frustration, a process referred to as chemical restraint. Edgard says the cocktail of drugs Monica was taking only made things worse.
Even with her dementia, she gives me these hugs and she laughs and she giggles and, you know, but when I was hugging her, when she was on all the medication, I couldn't console her. And my mother already had lost her power with the dementia.
According to a new report from Human Rights Watch, cases like this are widespread across the aged care sector. Elaine Pearson, Australian Director at Human Rights Watch, says academic research funded by the government shows a disturbing pattern.
And in some of those studies, a third of people in nursing homes are on sedatives. 22% are on antipsychotic drugs. They're taking these drugs every day. So while we documented this problem in 35 facilities, we know that that is just scratching the surface of this problem.
The government introduced regulations to clamp down on the practice earlier this year. But Human Rights Watch wanted it outlawed completely. Bethany Brown is one of the researchers on the report.
We found that older people were being given drugs to control their behaviour for the convenience of staff, not for any medical purpose. This is chemical restraint.
The report links the use of chemical restraints to a lack of staffing and staff training in nursing homes. Those issues have been under the microscope this week at the Royal Commission into Aged Care. Today, staff union representatives reiterated calls for mandatory staff-to-patient ratios to help prevent their workers being assaulted on the job. Paul Gilbert from the Victorian branch of the Australian Nurses and Midwifery Federation told the Royal Commission nurses are being overworked.
And that's a consequence of being rushed. There's, you know, people are getting 6 minutes to get a resident out of bed, washed, in a chair, in a lounge room. It's just madness.
Edgard Preuss agrees.
They're working to a budget. This is not a factory. We have humans here, you know.
It took Edgard almost 2 years to wean his mother off the medication she had been prescribed by her nursing home. He had to hire private carers to help look after her as she suffered withdrawal symptoms. Monica has now been medication-free for over a year and lives in a new nursing home with her husband. And while her dementia is worsening, Edgard believes that living without chemical restraint has brought the sparkle back to her eyes.
Mum's emotions are heightened and she's not giving up. But today, she is a different person. You know, when I hug her today, she is at peace.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.